I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And with us today, we have Sue Lurvy from the EAA Library. Good morning. It's been a while.
It has been several years, actually.
Yeah, where have you been?
In the library.
Yes, locked in that room with all those books.
Indeed, yeah. I have been.
You must be having a tremendous resurgence. We heard from one of our other interviewees the other day that the EAA library is booming.
We are booming. We have a great used book sale every year during AirVentura, and this year we're just going to town. Just going to town.
How do you decide what books to sell?
Ones that I already have.
So they're duplicates of the library.
They're duplicates from donations that we receive from members and non-members.
Okay.
We take and weed through them, keep the best ones, the best copies for our collection, and then the rest of it goes in the book sale.
I'm going to have to go over there.
Yeah, well, probably find something interesting.
Come on. Come on down.
How many books are in the library/archive?
Well, in the collection itself, we have something over 11,000.
Wow.
Books in the collection.
Oh, I could read that in a week.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And I have. No.
Yeah. And she's read every one of them.
I was going to say, do you have any aviation-themed coloring books for Dave and
there I? There you go. That's our speed.
We do have a couple of those and got in some great little children's books there, juvenile stuff that's right on the money.
I'm in.
There you go.
I'm going to have a good time. But you cover more than just books, too. You have, what else do you have?
Well, the sale is, it depends on what's donated to us and what we weed out of the collection. So this year we've got some great old 1940s sectional maps. People just love to hang them up in their hangers. They're just great
looking.
Yeah,
I'm going to run over and look at those.
Yeah, I'll beat you there.
And we've got, we have some playing cards that were from United Airlines and American Airlines from days gone by. Some of them not even opened in the boxes. They came in a donation.
Wow.
We didn't have a need for 75 decks. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's that many around.
Yeah, and we've got, of course, the books are great. We've got old manuals. We've got newer manuals. We've got out-of-print EAA publications. We've got some old government publications and just a variety of things. And everybody's been hot to buy them.
Oh, I believe that. Well, that's good. The money goes to a good cause.
Absolutely.
You're always on the lookout for donations, too, right?
We are. We've had some great donations this past year. We've had a couple of very avid modelers who no longer can ply that craft, and so they decided to give up their book collections that they use for documentation for modeling. And so we have these great modeling books, a lot of German and Japanese books, which have wonderful scale drawings, color renderings, and that kind of thing for paint schemes and that. Beautiful books.
Well, the EAA Library encompasses more than books. What other items do you have in there?
Right. Well, we have a corporate library that entails, EAA things that have to be saved, more or less. We'll just put it that way. We have a large photo archive. Obviously, all the photos that are taken from AirVentura, but we have other photo collections that have been donated to us over the years. Covers a spectrum of aviation. I just got the other day, a lady brought in a World War I photo album.
Oh my!
And wow!
Some great little pictures in there. Many of them have crashed aircraft, but others not so
apparently
much.
It was fairly common.
It was. But other than that, just wonderful photo collections. We have a calendar collection. We have aircraft manuals. We have pilot's manuals. We have maintenance manuals. We have engine manuals, propeller manuals. You name
just,
it.
Just a little light reading.
Just a little light reading.
Nothing for the B-36.
Exactly. Well, we try to hold the manual collection more to those things that are aircraft in the museum's collection, and although we do have others.
Well, I guess that means I won't be able to go over there and find a maintenance manual for an XB-70 then.
Probably not.
Oh, darn.
Probably not.
Darn.
But, just keep looking for it.
Oh, definitely.
You'll find it.
If one's available, I'll bet she could find it.
I was going to say, some of the maintenance manuals for these aircraft are quite extensive. Do you have you know, for the aircraft in your collection. I know you have warbirds. Do you have the maintenance manuals for those?
We do. We do. We used to do a larger copying service for those manuals, but now they're available on the internet. And I much prefer someone to buy a copy off the internet than for me to copy 350 some odd pages.
Exactly. That takes
a lot
time.
Of photocopying, yep. Right?
I was going to say, though,
there's some good places out there.
I was going to say, that's a small manual if it's only 395 pages.
Well, yeah, that's a smaller one.
Well, that begs the question, do you have a lot of the stuff available electronically, like PDF forms and stuff like that?
We do not. We do not. We have not scanned. And a lot of our photo collection is not digital as of yet. But it's still accessible. I've just gone right ahead and cataloged as much as I possibly can. And so, but it is not online that you could go online and search.
But you can go online and make requests of the library and at least you can search the database to see what you've got.
Well, the catalog is not online, not on the EAA website, no. So you still have to contact me via email or a telephone
call? Yeah, what's that?
Did I say telephone? Right. But it's very simple to make a request. Just shoot me an email, and I can search the databases for you, come up with what you need, and see what's available.
It sounds simple, but when you look at the number of people in the AA, I imagine you're pretty busy.
We do. Stay fairly busy. The face of libraries have changed, of course, with the invention of the internet.
Yeah.
But even so, we stay pretty busy, and we do a lot of requests for people. And, of course, the staff utilizes the collection a great deal.
How much staff do you have there at the library?
You're looking at it.
Oh, top so you got to be jumping then.
I am the one-man band, yes. Yeah.
Are there any plans to digitize the photo collection?
There are always plans. There's never time. There's never time or staff,
right.
Or funding. Many times, no funding. Digitizing is a very long process. So,
and to get it done properly and get it done right?
Correct.
It's a different story.
It is a different story. But
see, that's the one thing, because you just said that you got a photo album of World War I pictures. They're over 100 years old,
yes.
And I would consider them to be endangered.
They could be. We do have controlled spaces where we keep the collections, and we try to, maintain temperature and mm-hmm. keep them in, no sunlight or anything like that. So
no flash pictures.
And no flash pictures. So no photocopying and that. But so they're fairly stable. But yes, certainly over a period of time, at some point they will go away.
They
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that it. You can implement a program to preserve all of these photographs.
Would love to do that. And the museum, which the library is a part of the museum, has just put together a brand new plan for the future. And so we're looking at implementing a lot of new programs for the museum and the library. It'll just take time. As always.
Back to the sale. Where physically, and what are your hours?
Okay, so we're open the same hours as the museum, which means tomorrow we will be closing at 3 for the gathering. But we're open the same hours of the museum every day. We're on the lower level of the museum. If you come in the front, you go down the stairs. Come in the back, the library is right there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
Cash accepted.
Cash and credit.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Yep,
indeed.
Sounds
good. Do you lend books like a standard library?
We do not. We're pretty much just a research library.
Okay.
Although I will do some limited interlibrary loan.
Okay, but can I come into your library and physically look through the book?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I just can't take it home.
You just can't take it home.
Gotcha. Unless, of course, it's a duplicate and you buy it.
Well,
this is true.
If it's for sale.
If it's for sale, you can buy it and take it home.
Did anybody ever think of taking those 75 decks of cards and holding a poker tournament?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Not in my library.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say the proceeds would go to benefit the
That is a word, isn't it?
Yeah, the digitization. Never mind.
Digitalization.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm going to stumble over it. I'm going to hear about that one.
That's
yep,
a bad one.
All the way home.
All the way.
All the way home.
So, does your collection, do you have a maximum number, or how do you regulate the size of your collection?
No, there's we just continue to take donations, and there's no maximum number. As long as the book is worthy of the collection, fits the mission. But there's another one.
Yeah.
Fits the mission of the library, then we're more than happy to add it to the collection.
You go. Hey, and I saw a T-shirt the other day said, it's not hoarding if your stuff is cool.
That's right.
Absolutely. I would say the EA library is definitely cool.
It is, although it's been a little warm past couple of days.
Got to
get that air conditioning fixed.
We'll get them down there.
All right.
So stop over at the museum to buy some used books, gently used books.
Gently.
Lovingly used books.
You never know. You might just find that one out-of-print book that you've been jonesing for.
That's right. How to maintain Polish inverted inline engines.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, one of those Polish books, though.
Yeah, there you go. We've been speaking with Sue Lurvy of the EAA Library. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.